He dialed the floor. Dr. Morris.
Oh, yes,
a female voice said.
We have a woman with an overnight bag for patient Harold Benson. She says it's personal things. Is it all right to give it to him?
I'll come up, he said.
Thank you, doctor.
He went back to his tray, picked it up, and carried it to the disposal area. As he did so, his beeper went off again. He went to answer it. Dr. Morris.
Dr. Morris, 1357.
That was the metabolic unit. He dialed. Dr. Morris.
This is Dr. Hanley,
an unfamiliar voice said.
We wondered if you could take a look at a lady we think may have steroid psychosis. She's a hemolytic anemic up for splenectomy. I can't see her today, Morris said. And tomorrow is tight.
That, he thought, was the understatement of the year.
Have you tried Peters?
No.
Peters has a lot of experience with steroid mentation. Try him. All right. Thanks.
Morris hung up. He got under the elevator and pressed the button for the seventh floor. His beeper went off a third time. He checked his watch. It was 6:30, and he was supposedly off duty by now. But he answered it anyway. It was Kelso, the pediatric resident.
Want your ass whipped? Kelso said.
Okay, what time?
Say, about a half an hour?
If you've got the balls.
I've got them. They're in my car.
See you on the court, Morris said.
Then he added,
I may be a little late.
Don't be too late, Kelso said. It'll be dark soon.
Morris said he would hurry, and hung up. The seventh floor was quiet. Most of the other hospital floors were noisy, jammed with relatives and visitors at this hour. But the seventh floor was always quiet. It had a sedate, calm quality that the nurses were careful to preserve. The nurse at the station said,
There she is, doctor,
and nodded to a girl sitting on a couch. Morris went over to her. She was young and very pretty in a flashy, show business sort of way. She had long legs. I'm Dr. Morris.
Angela Black.
She stood up and shook hands very formally.
I brought this for Harry.
She lifted a small blue overnight bag.
He asked me to bring it.
All right. He took the bag from her. I'll see that he gets it. She hesitated, then said,
Can I see him?
I don't think it's a good idea. Benson would have been shaved by now. Pre-op patients who had been shaved often didn't want to see people.
Just for a few minutes?
He's heavily sedated, he said. She was clearly disappointed.
Then, would you give him a message?
Sure.
Tell him I'm back in my old apartment. He'll understand.
All right.
You won't forget?
No, I'll tell him.
Thank you.
She smiled. It was a rather nice smile, despite the long false eyelashes and the heavy makeup. Why did young girls do that to their faces?
I guess I'll be going now.
And she walked off, short skirt and